What is a handicap? Is it a person in a wheelchair? Is it someone who is deaf or blind? Is it a person whom people label as retarded? You all know the answer is yes, but what does that make all of us? Should we go around feeling glad that we are normal? Is normal even a word? Let's look at that word normal. In many cases, we use normal in place of the word regular. For example, a person might say, I normally ride my bike 3 miles every day. Or a person might say, I regularly ride my bike 3 miles every day. Either way, it sounds okay, but does it have the same meaning? Regular is something that is routine for an individual person. Normal tends to compare one person to a group of people, or one thing to a group of things. You can take any given TV show and know that it's normally an hour or a half hour long. Or you can buy a cassette tape and normally expect to hear the songs that are written on the tape. This is because it's unheard of for a regular TV show to last more than its half hour or hour. It's also unheard of to buy a tape thinking that Dolly Parton's songs are going to be on that tape and then hear J.S. Bach coming out of your tape recorder. So if something is unheard of, we know what will normally happen. God made each and every one of us, male and female. We are all human, but we all look a little bit different. Some people are short, while others are tall. Some people are overweight, while others are underweight. And we all have a little bit different color of skin. We can't say it's normal to look a certain way when no one really is a certain way. God created us to love each other and to love Him. If God wanted us to look and act a certain way, He would have created just one person rather than the millions and billions of people He has created. God created every person just the way He wanted us to be. We have no right to look at someone and wonder if God made his first mistake. It not only hurts the individual person, but when you think about it, it really hurts God also. No one knows what God looks like. So maybe one part of God looks like the person you might put down. Keep in mind that we are indeed created in the image of God. We all look different and can do different things, but all of us are needed in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 12, helps us realize what that means. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jew or Greek, slave or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one members, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the organs in the body, each one of them as He chose. As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body which seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those parts of the body which we think less honorable, we invest with the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior parts, that there may be no discord in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. All of us are a part of the body of Christ. Have you ever stopped and thought of what part of the body each person is? Or maybe what part of the body you are? A person who is blind misses out on all the beauty in the world. Or do they? Sometimes things are far more beautiful when seen through a person's ears. The sound of a new baby taking its very first breath of life. The sound of a river flowing like the Holy Spirit flows through us. Hearing all kinds of things that people pay no attention to and thanking God for all the things that can be felt by sound or touch. A lot of people know what a blade of grass looks like, but have you ever really felt it? How about the special feeling that you get when you hug someone? Even a person with 20/20 vision can be blind to all the wonderful sounds and feelings that God created. A person who is deaf has the honor of being God's eyes. You can see a tear running down someone's face and bring comfort to that person when other people are too busy to see someone in need of a friend. A deaf person can look at a sunset and see all the colors that many people overlook. A deaf person can actually hear far more things just by taking more time to stop and really see what other people just pass by. As you can see, when someone is missing one sense, the other senses become better. To make my point more clear, let me ask if you've ever seen a blind person bump into a wall. I'm sure you would say no. You're wondering, how can a blind person not bump into a wall? They can't see it. Well, when you are blind, and actually when you lose any sense, your other senses tend to become stronger. You can't see the wall, but you can feel the air currents when you get 1 inch away from a wall. I'm sure a lot of you just learned something new. That may be because you didn't take the time to think about how the human body can make up for something that it doesn't have. And what does that show you? It shows you just how great God really is. You can't judge a book by its cover. A physical handicap is more noticeable than a handicap that's on the inside. Most people can walk, talk, think, see, smell, hear, taste, and feel. But no two people still are exactly alike. A person might be very good in math, but horrible in spelling. Another person might know everything about history, but not about science. So what? If we all knew the same thing, we really couldn't learn from one another, could we? The world teaches us that we all have to compete against each other. If it's not a race, it's a spelling bee, or it's a tug of war, or it's trying to win friends. For the person who always wins, it's great, and they probably will go far. But what about the people who hardly ever win anything and get shoved back from the crowd? The people who try their best to make it to the top, but end up hiding their head because people keep putting them down. It's these people who have a real handicap because they don't feel important to the human race. And sadly enough, their handicap is one that has been given to them by others. What happens to those people who stand out from everyone else? Well, all the hurt and all the loneliness just keeps building up. And no matter where he turns, he finds no encouragement from anyone. So after a while, he or she might do something like starting to use drugs, so they can have a false feeling of self-worth. At first, it's only a cry for help. But when they come down from their high, they find no hand reaching out to them in love to help them feel good about who they are. After a while, the process is repeated. And before you know it, they might become dependent on drugs to get away from all the pain that is inside them. Stop and think about Adam and Eve. They felt down about themselves and wanted to be like God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 shows us how that worked. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creature that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat of any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. God knew Adam and Eve ate the fruit, but what did he do? Did he jump all over them and tell them what a stupid thing they had done? Did he sit around and wait for them to eat from the tree of life so that they could never be reunited with him? No, God didn't do anything like that. God gave them a chance to confess their sin. It was out of love that God threw them out of the garden so that one day they could return to him. God knows we are too weak to keep ourselves from sinning. Sin is a handicap that keeps us all from being perfect communion with God. Someone who can't walk uses a wheelchair, but in a sense, every one of us is in a wheelchair. No one goes through life all alone. How many times do we forget that Jesus is always with each and every one of us? When times get too rough for you to go through it alone, Jesus picks you up in his hand and he carries you. So in a way, Jesus is your spiritual wheelchair. Take a look around. We all have things we can and can't do. We all have days when we wonder if it would have been better if we would have stayed in bed. Maybe your kid spilled his milk right when it was time to get on the school bus. Maybe you're a person with a bad memory and you forgot something is due, either at work or at school. No one is perfect because we are all human. The one and only thing that matters is that you always do your best. If you see someone who is trying to do something, you could offer to help, but don't stand there and make fun or say, "It will take you forever. Why not let me do it?" Of course, you may be able to do something better and faster than that person, but what if you are that person? Maybe you know of something that you yourself like to do, even though you're not very good at it compared with other people. The fact is, you did it, and you get a great feeling of accomplishment. Everyone has to practice doing something before they're good at it. For a person in a wheelchair or for someone who is deaf or blind, they may have to work hard at finding a way to do things that an able-bodied person might find easy. If a person in a wheelchair goes shopping, it can be a real trick to push a shopping cart around. It doesn't make it any easier if everyone in the store is staring at you like crazy. Sometimes people may want to help and they feel very offended when their help is not wanted. But sometimes the physically handicapped person may have the whole day set aside just to work on finding the fastest and most practical way to do things themselves. The next time you see someone with a physical handicap, don't feel sorry for them. Give thanks to God for giving everyone a gift. We all need some encouragement to be happy with who we are. Let's all try not to cut other people down to make ourselves feel good. If you really want to be happy, reach out to someone who needs help. Tell them that they're okay just the way they are. Sometimes a pat on the back and a word of encouragement is all that person needs to come out of their shell and become all they can be. If you can help a person change the way he feels about him or herself, it can be by far the greatest and most rewarding thing you could ever do. Jesus came to do that very thing. It didn't matter to him who you were or what you looked like. He came to give and not to receive. He looked at what was deep down inside a person and paid no attention to their outward appearance. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. God made you and everyone you know just the way he wanted you to be. The best part of it is, he never gives up on us. If your handicap is cancer, arthritis, a bad back, or whatever your handicap is, you can turn it around and use it for the glory of God.